We really wanted to make it sound as off-kilter as possible there, because that's really the brink. When Pete reaches his guitar solo, that's when he goes off the deep end in the song, the character. So we just wanted to keep progressively getting more and more chaotic.
For a band generally classified as pop, chaos seems like an odd musical goal. But that's just a hint of what to expect on the full-length debut of Elizabeth and the Catapult, Sweet Deceit in Song. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. For the past 5 years, the trio Elizabeth and the Catapult happily followed the DIY track, developing their so-called Baroque pop sound and building a fan base in Brooklyn and beyond. So a recent record deal and the release of their first full-length album, Taller Children, isn't a rush job. These guys made sure to do things right and managed to enlist both Jim Eno from Spoon and Mike Mogus from Bright Eyes as producers. The band itself is fronted by Elizabeth Zeman, whose classically trained piano chops back her playful yet challenging songs. And when she and the Catapult stopped by FUV, Elizabeth told FUV's Claudia Marshall how the band's name and the album title came to be.
So I never got to ask you, where did the Catapult come from?
Oh, well, I guess when I came up with the name, I was watching and reading James and the Giant Peach. But I had this vision of this little seemingly innocent girl who is really not so innocent and is like a little mischievous, walking around looking for trouble. And that actually ended up being the image that Pete put together in this collage for our first EP cover for Elizabeth and the Catapult. And I think it kind of goes along with some of the songs. We have a lot of very seemingly sweet songs that are really lyrically not so sweet.
Oh, my sweet dream catcher, won't you steal my memories once more? Yeah, my old collection has gathered dust and scattered across the floor. Oh, all the mantras I have learned just to be forgotten. Worn me down so many times and I no longer want them. Won't you paint me a picture of a king and queen in love? Oh, my sweet dream catcher, give me something worth dreaming of. Give me something, something worth dreaming. Give me something, something worth dreaming of.
And I had read that the collapse of Lehman Brothers was really part of the impetus for writing Taller Children.
Yeah, whether I was conscious of it or not, my the bass player we were playing with at the time, Matt Wigton, was playing this bass line, and he's like 6'4".
You're how tall?
I'm 5'3".
You're 5'3".
But I was playing...
Okay, no, it's all good.
It's a good image on stage. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger and twins. So I think I just started singing, "We're all just taller children." He was like towering over me. But I think that, you know, it really turned into quickly, whether I was conscious or unconscious of it, what was going on with the financial disaster at the time. I was really interested in the psychology behind that and just people being really irresponsible and childish and blindly optimistic with their money.
So you think you know, think you know, think you know better. Just because you're older and wiser. Don't you know, don't you know, you don't get smarter. The same as you started, you just jump a little higher. In the end, you're all just taller children. You're all just taller children. We're all just taller children. We're all just. And so when you're talking like you got it together, Mr. Wall Street Wonder, you're the man of the hour. Don't you know that you owe a call to your mother? For such a rich poser, thought you would have known better. In the end, we're all just taller children. We're all just taller children.
Elizabeth and the Catapult performing the tune Taller Children live at FUV. To hear more exclusive sessions from Studio A, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.